Christian communicator Adam McManus writes, "Between secularism and digital media overload, Gen Z is the most anxious generation in America. Among 14 to 29-year-olds, 61% say loneliness affects their mental health. 36% report anxiety, and 29% say they're depressed. Over 50% say that their life lacks purpose. Loneliness is driven by more online interaction, less face-to-face connection, and weaker community structures like church. Anxiety and depression are driven by constant comparison on social media, academic career pressure, and uncertainty about the future. And lack of purpose is driven by career uncertainty, financial stress, and global instability. But thankfully, the 14 to 29-year-olds are turning to Christian faith as an antidote." End quote. From, again, Adam McManus. Garrett Bryant with Prayer at the Heart joins us to discuss Gen Z and anxiety and reaching them for Christ. Prayer at the Heart is dedicated to praying for Americans to turn back to God. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome Garrett Bryant to the program. Thank you so much for joining us, Garrett.
Sir, it's an honor to be here, and I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Sure. Okay. Well, let's, first of all, we just heard a load of bad news about this particular group. Why don't you make some comments about that, and then we'll talk about church.
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, Prayer of the Heart is all about engaging America to pray on behalf of this nation. And then furthermore, we want to make sure that the next generation, namely Gen Z, but also all generations, understand that there is hope. You're mentioning those statistics, and it seems almost like a hopeless situation, but we want to make sure that next generation understands that there is hope, and that hope is found in relationship with Jesus Christ, and taking that a step further, in communicating with Jesus through prayer.
You know, it's so interesting. We could discuss this in terms of mental health and depression and so forth. Uh-huh. But let me start with the purpose issue. The Pilgrims, who founded Plymouth, and they really, in many ways, they set a very positive trajectory for America, the nation to be. And they had a purpose, and they stated it in the Mayflower Compact. They came for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. And yet, we're now understanding that about 50% of this large swath of young people today have no purpose?
Yeah, unfortunately, again, things you cited are just speaking to the reality that they're living in. Cultural influences, the stress of academia, and things like social media that are constantly at their fingertips, making them, unfortunately, just kind of compare themselves amongst themselves. And they get into this comparison culture of, okay, well, my friend's doing this on the weekend and I'm not having that sort of fun, or this famous person has all that they could ever want or need and I don't have all of that. So when is my time? How can I measure up to all these things that I'm seeing coming at me every single day? So there's this comparison mindset that tends to stew within the next generation of, man, I just can't quite live up to what society wants from me, maybe what my parents want from me, or my peers want from me, or my teacher wants from me, or whatever. And it sends them into this idea of hopelessness and anxiety. I can't quite get there. What do I do? And many of them, thank goodness, thank God that this is taking place, many of them are turning to the faith because what they're experiencing in life just isn't measuring up. They're looking for something more sound, something that is more foundational, something that is more sure, and they're turning to the faith.
That's interesting because obviously faith can give somebody, a purpose, not only a purpose, but the purpose. Do you think there are some, though, that they just sort of reject the faith out of hand as if, we tried that before and it didn't work?
Yes, there are those. However, there's a recent Barna poll that revealed 52% of U.S. teenagers, so that's Gen Z, right, 14 to 29-year-olds. You look at the average teenager these days, it's going to be a Gen Z individual. And they said 52% of U.S. teenagers are very motivated to learn more about Jesus Christ. Now, this isn't very motivated to learn more about faith or about other religions or about Muhammad or anything else. No, it's specific to Jesus Christ. So again, that kind of gives an insider's look at over half of U.S. teenagers are looking to Jesus as an answer.
Wow. Tell me about your own background. And you are, as I understand, 31 years old. How did you get interested in this topic?
Yeah, absolutely. So that comes from an incredible mentor of mine, and he happens to be the president and founder of Prayer at the Heart, which is the ministry that I'm a part of. His name is Dr. Doug Small, and he's taught me so much about prayer and what good prayer is and effective prayer, and also helping facilitate and lead others into prayer. So he kind of brought me along and taught me over the years, over the past few years, and gave me this assignment of engaging the next generation. Of course, we care about all generations and what they bring to the table and the importance that they all carry. But if we're not engaging the next generation, we're dying off, right? If I'm not having kids, my lineage is dying off. So if we're not engaging the next generation in prayer, then we have kind of shot ourselves in the foot. So that's kind of my responsibility, and thankful for Doug Small and what he's taught me over the years regarding prayer and for the opportunity to get the next generation engaged.
And what percentage of this particular generation you're talking about, Gen Zers, and you said that's 14 to 29, what percentage of them would you say are beginning to turn to prayer?
Yeah, so 64% of Gen Zers prayed in the last week, which is astonishing. I'm not sure that that's accurate for any other generation holistically. So there's this obvious turn for the next generation, Gen Z, to things of faith, to experiences of faith. And again, that's 64% of Gen Zers prayed within the last week.
And I understand you're calling for something like a million Christians to pray for the salvation of a friend or relative. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And thank you for the opportunity. So the Million Souls campaign coming out of Prayer at the Heart is what you just said, an endeavor to provoke the body of Christ to pray for a million souls to be saved. So we are wanting 1 million believers to pray for a family member or a friend that they know that is not saved to come to know Jesus. That way we can have a 1 million soul saved. And the timeline here is from Passover of this year to Pentecost. And Pentecost Sunday is May 24th. So it's coming up here pretty soon. And we're still on this journey, on this trajectory of reaching 1 million souls saved.
But even if people hear this beyond May 24th, obviously these things still apply. And so anyway, you know, that's a very interesting point. By the way, you know, the ascension was 40 days after Jesus' resurrection, and then Pentecost was 50 days after his resurrection, just to put these things on the calendar. And of course, the great thing about the Christian calendar is that it applies all the time. You know, God's timing is timeless.
Yeah, that's right. And like you just said, regardless of this 50-day window, even that's our strategic push, it is always important to pray for the lost, right? We're told by Jesus in Luke 9, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the harvest fields. And he's talking about reaching the lost. So this is an assignment at all times, but we're just taking advantage of this time to make sure that we are having 1 million souls saved and prayed for during this time span. But certainly want to continue this on.
Reverend Franklin Graham has endorsed your prayer initiative, and he said, quote, "This could be the beginning of the spiritual awakening our nation so desperately needs, a renewal found only in Jesus Christ," end quote. Can you comment on that?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it goes hand in hand with the understanding that this nation was built on the heels of a spiritual awakening, a Christian awakening, a great awakening, as it's known. And here at the 250th anniversary of the great nation of America, we stand on the precipice, right on the steps of another potential great awakening. And I believe it can start with the energy of Gen Z in partnership with other generations that bring maturity and steadfastness. If Gen Z can get behind this and really push it with their energy, then man, the sky is the limit in making a difference here in America for the cause of Christ.
Yeah, I just want to add a little historical comment here. Jonathan Edwards, God used him in the 1730s with the beginning of the First Great Awakening, and then that was expanded by a British preacher, George Whitefield, who came, and he preached up and down the Atlantic seacoast in the 1730s and 40s and beyond. He didn't die until 1770, but John Adams, our second president, said that a revolution in America was really precipitated. It was a generation before was the spiritual revolution that helped give birth to the American Revolution, the change in the hearts. And also the fact that the Americans got together. You know, prior to that, if you were from colony, you know, whatever, you had some sort of deal you had to work out, you had to go, you know, send some sort of representative to England, and then they had to come back, and it was a very cumbersome project. But after the Great Awakening, these guys started to communicate with each other, and then they began to, you know, there began to be ultimately a push for independence. So I think this is really great. It would be fantastic if God sent a real great awakening, including among the young in our generation. It would be fantastic.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And we're praying to that effect and believe that a prayer at the heart in this Million Souls campaign can be the spark that ignites that fire.
You have some sort of digital or online 68-page prayer guide at prayeratheheart.org. Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, that's correct. So anybody that is wanting to or willing to engage in this Million Souls campaign with us can go to prayeratheheart.org. And there's a little sign-up sheet there on the homepage that just lets us know that you're committing with us on this effort of praying for a million souls to be saved. And when you sign up, you'll receive, like you just mentioned, that 68-page prayer guide, which is really a 50-day prayer guide that helps give language and understanding to our prayers. So maybe you're approaching this, you're like, I'm not sure exactly what to pray. I'm not sure how to go about this, but I'd love to be a part. Man, just sign up, go straight to that website, prayeratheheart.org, and you'll receive that 50-day prayer guide, which will guide you through praying for the lost and praying for America.
You know, it's so amazing, though, Garrett, when you think about this. Here, these young people that you're talking about, and we're talking about millions of people here, right? Millions of fellow Americans. They don't miss a meal. If unless they're fasting or something like that, or they're on a diet or something like that, there's a lot of their basic needs are taken care of. Why are they so hurting emotionally?
You know, it's a sign of the times, I believe. And then taking a step further, it's just the nature of the culture in which we live. Again, speaking to that whole comparison culture in which we live, everything is at their fingertips, more so than any generation prior. So it's so easy to get caught up in this cycle of anxiety and loneliness and depression because you're comparing everything you see to your life. And like I said at the opening of the show, we are endeavoring through Prayer at the Heart to remind the next generation that there is hope, that when the world doesn't suffice, when the world isn't the answer, when you tried everything else, make sure that you give Jesus an opportunity to be the hope that you need.
And what is the USA Prayer Wall? What is that?
That's a great question. So also on prayer.
And by the way, we have about 30 seconds left. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an opportunity for anybody throughout the nation to engage with people within their state in praying. So maybe you want to pray with others and you live in Arizona, go straight to the website and boom, you'll be able to connect with people in Arizona praying for the lost in Arizona or Maine or whatever state you may live in. It's an opportunity to connect with others praying for the lost to be saved.
prayeratheheart.org for more information. Garrett Bryant, thanks very much. It's like you're using the very tools that have done so much emotional damage to so many young people to turn it around and use it for Jesus. Thank you. God bless you now.
Yes, sir.